Okay, today is September 4th, 2013, and I'm Bill Schneider, and I'm here with Sam Dementev and Dave Norton and Karen Brewster. And what we are doing today is we're examining the changes that have occurred on the Tanana River and its associated Chena River. And this was brought about by the fact that Sam made an observation about the changes in the river flow on the Tanana River that impacted and affected dangerous ice conditions down by the bluff. And so that's the background that brought us here. But Sam, would you describe what things look like now? And then we'll turn to some of the historical research that you and Dave have been doing.
Okay. Well, the when you reference, when persons reference their dangerous ice conditions on the Chena or Tanana or Yukon rivers, they always notice that there are changes from year to year in the channels. And they always are aware of, and they try to make each other aware of the changes in the channel. Now, me and Dave have really seen a real dramatic change in the mouth of the Chena River as it flows into the Tanana. And if you look at historic photos, which we have here, you can see that there is a big change in the Tanana River at the mouth of the Chena where it flows in. In fact, the channel of the river does not flow into the Chena doesn't flow into the main channel of the Tanana anymore. It's silted in.